Dad's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
We're talking about Brady just pulled out. I know. Oh, look, two shows bleed into one in this thing, because when we're off there listening, we got Metallica in the background, and Brady sees a video of the A-Team van pulling a flatbed with the General Lee on.
Trailer General Lee.
And I mean, that's too much for my 80s heart to handle. Like, that's amazing. I said the only thing that would be better is if Starsky and Hutch pulled up next to it and passed him. And so we got into the conversation of the coolest cars on TV ever. Man. And you got to I think Brady might have nailed it. The Hardcastle and McCormick GT was pretty sweet. But Dantana's T-Bird was pretty great from Vegas, too. But that's 70s stuff.
Well, Selleck's Ferrari, too.
The 308.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice. That's a good point. Yeah. A lot of good ones. My least favorite is the General Lee, and not because of racism.
Right.
Just it was orange.
And a stupid horn on it.
Oh. Everything about that thing is, like, canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Pain to get into.
Talk about a safety problems.
That car should have been recalled for goddamn sake.
Kids can't climb in
the
windows
like that.
Yeah. I mean, how can you get Daisy out of there to drop her off at Planned Parenthood? If you're dragging around the thing. Daisy's Jeep was pretty cool, though. Because you know Daisy was taking it at the Boar's Nest regular.
Oh, man.
Man.
Was that a Levi's edition?
No, that was not. That was a Golden Eagle. Dixie on the side of it. She even had Dixie written on the side of her Jeep. Everything about them was like, we hate people of color. Like, the Duke boys hated them.
I go for Jesse Pinkman's Toyota Tercel wagon.
That was
mostly because I had one.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. It looks like my car. I'm just like Jesse Pinkman. Yikes. Poor people with Pontiac Aztecs, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like Walt White. Yeah, that thing was terrible. Yeah, cool TV cars. Way to go, Brady. You got us thinking about that with that. And who's hauling the A-Team van around anyway and also has – that's an abundance of riches. You can't have both the A-team van and
– I assume this
is – Oh, the monkey's car.
From an older listener of
ours. What about the
monkey's
car? Yeah. Monkey Mobile was cool. I forgot about that.
Is that a GTO?
I think it is.
It is a GTO. Well,
what about the Batmobile, too? The original Batmobile.
The Adam West one?
Something about that seems like you can't.
Not
I like
practical.
It's not a car. Yeah. I couldn't go buy one, you know?
You're not going to go buy a monkey mobile.
Sure I am. You don't know me. Watch this.
Oh, you know what? The Munster mobile.
That was
cool. Yeah. There you
now
go.
We're getting into some
I think I'm I think I'm going to Munsters.
We're going deep. You know what a really cool car is on my Dream of Genie? Tony Nelson. Larry Hagman. Had a cool convertible. I think it was a GTO, if I remember right. It's pretty neat. Anyway, what a weird conversation. But you know what? It all kind of stopped in the 90s. I guess because Fast and Furious came out in the late 90s, and they had movie cars just like all those.
Somebody else says from the A-Team, I'll take the Corvette over the van.
Oh, yeah. If Face's Corvette was pretty cool.
It was kind of a Barbie-looking Corvette, though.
It was a little Barbie. Yeah. You know what it looked like is the bad Mustang GTs. The orange stripe. Looked like Vanilla Ice's car as a Corvette.
And you can't forget about the Miami Vice Ferrari, either.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
The black one. I like the black one. The original. No, the original one, yeah.
I do, too.
The Daytona Spider.
Knobs. This is a conversation for knobs. Girls at the table next to us are like, oh, let's move. They're dumb. We're nostalgic about TV cars, and we're talking like it matters. Idiots.
How about this one? Boss Hogs ride.
Oh, you give me those. Hell yes. Forgot about that.
The horns on the front?
Yeah, the big Texas horns, the long horns.
This one says Smokey. Oh, no, this is Boss Hog and Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey had a red one, I think.
Yeah, the
red
Enos.
One.
Enos and Little Enos.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
That's it.
Gentlemen.
Now we're getting on the Bandit conversation.
Yeah, we can't go into movies or we'll be here all day. You get me started with Steve McQueen's ride and we're off and running.
Bullet.
But don't. Anyway, it's Thursday. It's time for the Brady Report. Hooters and Bud Light bring you this thing. It's almost Mother's Day.
No.
So make plans to bring
Monday.
Oh, sweet. It's in their copy.
I know.
What am I supposed to do? This Sunday, May 9th, buy one entree and mom eats for free.
Whoa.
And why not buy mom a mango cart draft while you're there? Yeah, why not? Let's get mom plastered at Hooters this week and get her full of chicken wings and show her you love her by taking her to Hooters. It's for her. Because you know what every mom wants. It's a trip over to the Hooters. And my mom asks every year. I'm like, no, not this year, Mom. It's too much. Come on. I want to eat free. I know you do. You're going to eat free on Mother's Day anyway. By the way,
with mom.
All moms eat free on Mother's Day. Or you're a dick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, Mom.
You got to kick
Stag.
In.
Stag. All moms eat free on Mother's Day. Thank you, Hooters, for kicking it off the bill. But that means I didn't get her anything.
Brunch is over. You got to leave now.
Yeah, basically, if it's like, here. Hey, here's some stuff. I went to Walgreens, said it was for Mother's Day, and they gave me the number one mom coffee mug for free. So here.
You didn't really get me anything.
Yeah, I saved a ton of money. You don't love your mom. You got to buy her something. At least get her a great big gift and then take her to Hooters, and they'll cover the bill. That's right. I just said that out loud because that was the pitch. It's almost Mother's Day. Make plans to bring your moms to Hooters.
What was that one?
Is that the Beverly Hillbillies car?
Yep.
The Jalopy. Is that even a real car? They made that one, right?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Vader just said the Nash Bridges 71 Cuda was pretty solid, too.
The yellow Barracuda. Yeah. That was pretty neat. All right. Enough. Quit it, you guys.
This could have been a whole segment, actually.
It is. I actually didn't realize it. Damn it. And then Michael Legault says, don't forget the cool Fords on Andy. He means Andy Griffith's show. I didn't realize they had
police
cool
cars. They were. Cool they were Fords? Like old Fairlanes and Galaxies.
Really?
And
yeah.
Stuff.
I didn't know that. So the Chevys that were on Bewitched as well.
Darren had a couple of sweet rides.
I Dream of Genie reruns on FET.
Didn't he have a sweet ride too?
Oh, yeah. Tony Nelson had an amazing car. Yeah. Great.
Mike Brady had a nice.
He had a nice car.
Yeah.
Greg wrecked it.
Yep.
What, the wagon?
No, the other one. No.
He had a convertible.
Mike had the convertible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Mom had that garbage wagon.
That's
Brady
right.
Brady liked the wagon. We like the cool one. It's 7:45. Brady reported.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Nurses Day.
Oh, they need one today. Good for them. Hi, nurses.
Couple
Thank
of baseless
you.
Fun facts.
No kidding.
Jim Carrey had the chance to play Captain Jack Sparrow, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow.
But turned it down because it
would have been overacted
with the filming of Bruce Almighty.
Good.
The oldest hotel in the world is a hot spring hotel in Japan called the Nishiyama Onsen Kyonkin.
Sure, perfect.
It was founded over 1,300 years ago, 705 A.D.
And it's still around?
Yep.
Hopefully they've updated.
How many wipes on the wall that?
What's the matter? What's
the Japanese are respectful people, Brady.
We have been a cleaning a towels for 700 years. The maids wore gloves there in 800. They learned the hard way. Sorry, I leave a towel a little sticky.
Calgon, take me away.
That's a nice place. They never really built around it. It's always been kind of stuck in the mountains. Wow.
Most kangaroos are left-handed.
You learn that fighting them.
Southman.
You got to lead left with that. When a kangaroo's left-handed, they don't expect to lead right.
There's a word to describe half a decade or 5 years.
It's half a decade.
Lustrum.
Oh. What is it?
Lustrum.
Write that one down.
Lustrum.
And what is it?
Half a decade.
Oh, half a decade. It's a lustrum. Okay.
The average person doesn't start
five
embracing
years?
Foods.
Yeah.
Like vegetables. Your kids will start enjoying vegetables at what age?
13.
22.
Yeah. That's about when I started liking them. Tomatoes and broccoli and stuff started making a turn for me.
The top three foods we eventually enjoy, broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts.
Love kale.
Oh, and I'm out on the Brussels sprouts.
Depends on how they're made.
Yeah.
I think I like butter. I think it's just if you butter.
Disguise them.
Yeah, you got it. But man, I had some the other night and they were popping and they were Brussels sprout flavored. I'm like, I think I like Brussels sprouts pretty much by themselves now.
See me, when they're good, they're good. But when they're bad, they are.
Yeah. That's true of everything, Brett.
True, but I mean, Brussels sprouts take it to a new level low when they're bad.
The expectations that you might bite into a decent Brussels sprout and you get the bad version. Yeah.
A survey asked people to name the best person they know. And 46% of Americans
I already know the answer to this.
Themselves.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. So I can turn that and say 40% said me, right? Because
I'm
themselves.
People in this country. Yeah, you have 96%.
That's pretty great.
The survey also found 72% of the people admit they judge other people's behavior, and 61% worry that other people are judging them.
Hold on. 62% of people said they judge other people's
72.
Behavior.
72.
Okay. So 28% said, never ever do I judge another person's behavior.
Not once.
Never tell
never
a lie.
Once. I don't judge, And I look, you can look at
look
that.
At that person over there expressing themselves.
Beating that homeless man with his pants off. I have no feelings or judgment on that at all.
What's he doing to that homeless man?
Something terrible must have happened. I didn't know he couldn't do that.
82%
Everybody judges. You're constantly judging. It's your survival mechanism.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you didn't have judgment, you wouldn't know not to walk into wood chippers. Or
you've
got to look at the or stand behind a Peloton with an exercise ball.
Just on people alone, other people. It's not actually
right.
Just,
okay, yeah, you're but even still, judgment, no judgment what. Has to yeah. occur constantly. Like, yeah. am I comfortable with this guy? What's going on here? Like you, and part of judgment is saying I like him.
Yeah,
that's a judgment too.
Or yeah, I mean, or you don't trust him.
Right. I would never nail her.
I don't know this guy. I don't
judgment.
Trust him.
I think she's hot. Judgment. You're constantly judging. You judge everything. She's got food in her teeth.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons just released their data from last year. The most popular type of procedure last year was?
Nose.
Cans.
Lipo.
Butt implants.
Butts.
Whoa. Yeah,
butts are strong.
The reason why people were sitting on their butts for so long, they didn't want to have fast backs.
Yeah.
They
want to flatten them out. See, there you go. That's a survey I can get behind.
Now, Brett, as a guy who loves big, thick, fat asses, are you into this surgically enhanced fat ass?
No. No.
So you draw a line. It has to be natural fat ass only.
Yeah.
It's the very 70s of you. Because that's what guys used to do about boobs. I like a big pair of cans that aren't plastic. And then somewhere in the Baywatch era, we all gave up on that. Said, I think I like plastic fake cans. They're awesome.
I mean, if you got a fastback and you got to add to it to get rid of the fastback, all right, I'm fine with that. But if when you're going Kardashian size, I'm out.
Right. It's just
there's a level.
Minotaur.
Right.
You don't want a Minotaur. Somebody just texted over and said, Toledo's dad judged so much, he judged the baby before it was born. Got out of there. Very true.
Super
making,
judgy.
Making judgments about you before it even showed up. Everybody, if you even answer that, well, I don't feel I judge behavior. That drives me nuts. Everybody's got a little in them, or you wouldn't make it.
This guy who lived in Milton, Florida, said his gun saved his life after his house caught on fire. He was asleep. House caught on fire, but it got to the gun cabinet, and they exploded.
Whoops.
Oh.
And that noise is what woke him up and saved him life. I'm very blessed because my gun saved my life. Now,
gun
I'm thankful
blast.
My kids weren't in the house at the right. time, too.
Which, by the way, they had to recall all the guns. Design flaw. The that butt end of those things, man, a lot of exploding coming out of that thing. So big design flaw in that. You let your kids play with those, and how dare they even not have a safety feature on that to just close off the barrel.
There's a 28-year-old woman named Blair Witten from Barnesville, Minnesota, and she was arrested Saturday for getting the final piece of revenge on her ex-boyfriend. Her ex-boyfriend had passed away, and Blair drove to the cemetery in Fargo, North Dakota, and basically sped around the cemetery as the service was going on. Was Fast and Furious drifting.
Why? What?
To distract, interrupt the ceremony.
Because they were mad about...
It's her ex-boyfriend.
Oh. She just didn't give it up. She won, right? Like, that's the ultimate victory.
Yeah, but
she's still alive.
She's taking the victory lap, I guess.
That'll show him.
What a B.
She was arrested.
Right.
This bride.
So I guess he won. That's pretty awesome. A posthumous victory against your ex. Nice job. From the grave. Well done.
In India, this bride called off the wedding last minute because...
COVID.
Nope, she was sitting there talking to the groom, and they got into talking about math.
Oh, in India?
In India.
Okay.
And the guy missed. He couldn't.
He missed an equation.
Not even an equation. He's just like, just add by adding two. Two, four, six.
Oh, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Just marrying a dummy. Oh,
called
Brady,
it off.
Brady, that's not math. I would not marry somebody that couldn't 2, 4, 6, 8.
I know. Who do you appreciate?
Because that's what
I knew that was coming. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Of course it was. Oh. And I don't think they say that in India.
Brett, welcome to the show. You're starting to. You've got your sixth senses sharp now.
Oh, for God's sakes, I got to sink into that now. I should have said 10. I should have gone one more and stopped.
You
him
blew
cold.
It.
No, I didn't blow it.
Bad news.
It wasn't
for,
me blowing that.
Kids in New York City. No more snow days.
You would marry somebody that couldn't 2, 4, 6, 8, 10?
No.
Yeah. So it's not. That girl was right. How did that make the news, by the way?
Yeah, because it's India. I mean,
well, beyond that, how is that something all of us need to know? But it's not math.
Was it Mary or just bang?
Huh?
The number.
It was Mary. Mary. Yeah, it was Mary.
Okay, Mary. Okay, all right, I got you.
And she wouldn't marry him. Yeah.
Because he can't go.
He can't add
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Yeah.
Not even adding. It's just like memories. I can do sevens because of football.
I think
because I'd tap that if they couldn't do that, but I'm not married.
But don't you think you'd have?
You find out she can't get to six by twos, you're going to tap it because you know she's just stellar in the can. She's got no life skills. She better be. You know that oral is amazing from a girl that can't count to 10 by 2s.
And he's a genius at everything else?
Yeah, maybe. No, he's not.
No.
No, he's not. And it doesn't work that way for women to men. If a guy can't count to 10 by 2s, he's an idiot. You don't think, man, I bet his oral's incredible. But that's what we think. Man, she's this dumb. She's been surviving on other skills.
That's a catch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If she's that bad at math, there's something she's got going on I need to feel. Women don't do that.
He's stupid. I bet you his dork has ticklers.
So no more snow days for schools in New York City.
Well, it's
probably because of the
summer.
Pandemic. Well, no, they've just announced that there'll no longer be snow days starting from... You know, this
from May to probably about November.
They're pretty safe on that. No, they're just going to go remote.
Oh, they're using science. Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. So your kids now proved that
you don't have to miss
no more days off.
Yep.
Oh, that stinks. Of course, I've seen your remote learning with your kids. Every day was a snow day. They worked for like 25 minutes and then complained that they couldn't get it, which is hard. Everything's hard.
Circle K is launching a beverage subscription program. $5.99 a month. You can get coffee every day.
What?
I can do that anyway. But for $6,
for that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, for $5.99 a month.
That's not, how much is a cup of coffee at
Starbucks?
Day to day. Is it Starbucks? They're not.
No,
it's Circle K.
Circle K. Circle K.
For like the big ones, it's like a buck and a half, I think. Like $2. Yeah.
And you do one a day if you're going in.
Yeah.
That is a great deal. $6, you get all the coffee you can drink for a month.
Yeah, that might include, and also tea, and but the company that's doing it, their marketing officer at the Alimentation Couchtard.
That can't be right, Brady.
It's Couchtard.
Brady, I don't think that's.
You like Couchtard?
You're going to sit the next one out. You said it. I don't know what you're reading.
Couchtard.
Where am I looking?
Couchtard.
I see Couchtard. National Association of Convenience Stores. Where are you looking?
It mentions it a couple of times.
Oh, Alimentation Couchtard. It's French, not tard.
Couchtard.
No, it's Couchtard.
Couchtard. You're in America.
Speak tard. 246751. I don't know. Got ticklers on my dork. I've been getting by with dork tickling for a while. I don't need no math. I please a lady with my big tickly dork.
He's amazing. He's so dumb, but that's why I like to nail him.
I wish women thought like we did.
Oh,
dude, she's so stupid, but my God. We love a dumb girl. She's just, she doesn't follow.
For the night,
She doesn't follow a conversation for two sentences. You see her blank face, and then you're just like, let's just do it.
Let's go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She couldn't follow the first episode of Breaking Bad.
Who's that guy?
Look, we're all right. Now, you know what we should do is sex. Like my friend Chuck, watch Gone with the Wind, and in the middle of it, I'm going to marry this girl. She's amazing. And then she said the ultimate phrase that made him realize she's just a dumb bang.
Who wins this war?
The East.
Too far.
Pick your
Too
pants far. Off. Take your pants
the
off.
The French.
Yeah, the French come in and save the day.
Let's get to some radio videos.
All right.
Got a couple of quickies. Got
which
a
one,
good.
Which one you want to start with?
Let's open up with the motorcycle trailer.
All right.
I don't know what that is, Brad.
There's a girl that's decided to ride on her man's motorcycle. It was trailered, so she'd sit on the back as he's pulling the motorcycle.
Oh, this is not good.
Takes a sharp turn. It's all fun.
So she's just riding on a flatbed.
Yep.
They're hauling a motorcycle. This isn't design flaw.
I already see his design flaw. It's not strapped on the other side.
It's a lazy man's Peloton.
Or no, it does have a strap.
Yeah, it's strapped.
Making
over
a
there,
turn.
She's leaning.
Oh, she's down.
It's over the trailer. I took that turn a little.
Design flaw.
Could have added a couple
more. Who do you
straps.
Sue? The truck?
Trailer.
The trailer or the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Or the straps?
She's leaning.
She's leaning, having time. Oh, oh my God. Goddamn Chinese. I smell bamboo.
She's leaning.
These Chinese knocked my girl off her bike.
The next one, let's get to young Brett Vesely.
They're heading to the recount. I'm going down that recount. My girl fell off her bike. Goddamn Chinese Pelotons.
Young Brett Vesely.
Must have been made of
bamboo.
The bamboo.
You smell that? Pure Chinese bamboo. There's an election afoot. I'm going to stuff it.
What's this?
This is young Brett Vesely in his first Mustang.
Oh,
yeah!
This kid's incredible. He's parallel parking a little miniature car. He's amazing at it. This isn't real.
I'll sign that kid up.
Hey, so that's only, it feels like he's done it 100 times. There's only
his
two
insurance rates are already through the roof.
Look at how many he has, though. He's like Barrett Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
And a little speed buggy back there in the back.
There's a house by my house that I take walks by sometimes. The front yard, it's down the road from me. It's probably a 3-acre property. And the front yard, they have built a racetrack all the way around the property. And sometimes you'll go there, and it's like these kids just driving along, and they have little like electric Mercedes. Like the kids, and there's next to the garage, 5 or 6 little baby cars, high-end, Lexus, Mercedes, yeah, a Jeep. Yeah. They've got like a Range Rover. Just sit there, and sometimes the kid will be out just driving around on the gigantic all-the-way-around property thing. And then you go by the other side, they've got a volleyball court, and I'm like, my parents sucked. My dad didn't push. He's a worker bee. He wasn't an achiever. I wanted that track. And the kid goes out in one of his 5 electric cars.
The last one is a couple going out on the lake with the wave runners. Honey, you need any help?
No, I got it.
Oh, she's got the
trailer.
Oh, she's
the wave
she's got the trailer of the wave runners.
Oh, it's on. Oh, it ran completely over. Not only
and then she screamed.
Thank God for the mailbox.
What were you thinking? The best thing to do when a vehicle is being pushed towards you.
Go underneath.
Get on your knees.
Yeah.
Get on your knees. The most leverage you have at that point when it's coming at you.
That's not hubby. That's like two ladies. Isn't
it is two. Yeah, I just
that's
realized
what the problem
that.
Is. Was,
yeah. Yeah, there's no man involved. You're right. That's a man's job.
Yeah, the one is really rushing to her help, too.
Well, they recalled all the trailers.
And the wave runner.
There's a safety flaw.
Yeah, the wave runner. It's
and,
the wave
yeah, the trailer needed a safety.
Kunk, kunk, kunk.
And the Nike she's wearing, too.
I could watch those two ants get run over all day long. The scream after the thing's way out in the road.
How did that happen?
I don't know. You were tugging on a trailer with no brakes, standing in front of it, you moron. Oh, that's hilarious. More? No.
There you have it.
That's it. Well done. It's 8:02. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Bud Light. Our pal Brian Callen's going to come here. He was at the Happy Endings a couple years ago. Awesome. And then, you know, Brian's been in the news.
What?
Sure has.
I haven't heard a thing.
Yeah. Gender reassignment. You didn't know that?
Running for governor.
Yeah, he's running for governor. We'll talk to Brian Callen. He's here this weekend, and he is just awesome. So we'll chat with him next. There goes your Brady Report.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.